Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 goals, and tonight he's going to try and make it 8.
Here comes the boom sound.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans. That's right. It's time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com. And I got to tell you, it has been a wild and crazy morning. We got a lot to talk about. First thing, has everybody seen what happened over in Japan? We're talking almost 9.0 on the Richter scale, I believe. I'm telling you, they had tsunamis, this earthquake over there this morning, not a good thing. So we definitely want to send prayers out to all those in Japan as they struggle with that. You talk about that's pretty wild, and it's not a good thing. And hopefully everybody is doing well over there. But that's a rough deal, especially that time of day. Everybody's out doing their own thing, working, and, you know, it's just an unexpected thing, bad timing. I spent some time over in Okinawa, Japan, and hopefully everything is doing well over there. The first thing I was looking for was the military installations that we have over on the mainland Japan as well as Okinawa, Japan. I, for one, spent 6 months over in Okinawa. I know that's a very small island, and hopefully everything is okay over there. So anyways, that was pretty interesting to wake up to this morning and find out about that. But also, man, I have gotten fired up today. You talk about crazy. Now, we've got some cool things in the works, and we're going to let you know about them here probably towards the end of our show about where Makin 8 is going, what we're doing here. We've got some big plans set up. We're going to let you all know about them here in just a little bit. But I will tell you this. I got fired up this morning. I am just absolutely appalled at what I've been seeing on Facebook and on the PBR website. I'm very disappointed, and not in you guys, because you, the fans that have been here, have truly been, you know, open to what we've been talking about. You guys are very open to the things that have been happening within the sport and what we're explaining when it comes down to situations with this last cowboy standing. Obviously, we all knew that it was coming. We knew it was going to be a pay-per-view deal. And I see the comment coming in from PBR Cowgirl, Miss Shannon, who's actually in the chat room here with us today, and want to say howdy. I know that you've got a migraine. We might give you more of a headache here, but I am telling you, I'm just so frustrated at this thing. They obviously announced that the pay-per-view event is going to be $30, okay? Now, when you put it in comparison to the UFC fights, the wrestling, WWF pay-per-view deals, it, you know, those are usually $49 for that pay-per-view event. They last approximately the same amount of time, and we're talking about an event that is going to blow those events out of the water. I think this last Cowboy Standing format is going to be huge for the industry. It's going to be huge for the sport of rodeo and bull riding. And I, for one, am a huge supporter of this. Now, you guys know that I have not been as much of a supporter. You know, I've been very critical of some things that the PBR has done in some of their decision-making throughout this year. But you guys also know that I have, you know, worked diligently to set up, before I make my opinions known, I have been doing research, I have looked into it, I have talked with people who are in the industry and on that side of things. I don't work directly for the PBR. I don't get paid to promote their events. I work behind them because of the passion that I have for the sport and what I believe they are doing within the industry. Do I agree with everything? Absolutely not. But here's the deal, okay? we've got some fans out there that are voicing their opinions, and they are not educated enough to make a logical decision. They're basing it upon simply their own thoughts behind the process without doing any research, without finding out the true meaning behind the Last Cowboy Standing format and the pay-per-view idea that they're doing behind it, okay? There's a number of different reasons why they made that business decision, and I, for one, support it. I think that it's a great concept, and I think that you're going to find that more and more people agree with what we're looking at. Now, I'm going to tell you this, that the fans that are uneducated, that are making these assumptions, that are making their opinions known, should be willing to face the consequences. I, for one, am not going to stand behind and let somebody make an uneducated decision and try to influence somebody else with their opinion when it has no fact. There's no fact behind that. And I, for one, am very disappointed in that. And I'm going to tell you, we all know the person out there that is voicing that opinion that way. And I stood up and made it known. And I think that the research, and actually you're right here in the chat room, and that is great. You know, Tim and Tammy Webster have done great things with the PBR. They've done some great things for the athletes and supporting them. But I'm going to tell you that basing your opinion on something that is you have no facts based on that you think that that's what the PBR is going to, there's no facts behind that, Tim and Tammy, and I hope that you understand that. I hope that you guys, before you voice your opinions on something, that you do the research and find out what it is that they're doing and the reason behind it. This is a good thing. This is a thing where, you know what, we all support the PBR. We all purchase tickets to their events. Sure, none of us may, we don't have the funds to go pay for 11 events, but you know what, if I can't pay for that, you know, two events, if I can't pay to be in Las Vegas, I'll sure as heck drop $30 on a dime to go out there, you know, to watch it in my own living room with four or five or six of my friends sitting around eating pizza, drinking beer, having a great time watching this event where it's limited interruptions and it's going to be the entire event. It's not going to be edited. And that, to me, is worth the price. And that is exactly what your assumption was that is your fear that if this has a good response, that's what they're going to. And that's exactly what was posted in the Facebook comment section there, and that is why I lashed out like I did. And I hope that you don't take offense to it, but I want you to understand that you cannot make your opinions known without having the facts to base it up. And I, for one, have done the research. I understand why the PBR is doing what they're doing and making it a pay-per-view event. They're making it a pay-per-view event because of the fact that there's also other things going on Versus, and they cannot extend and guarantee a set time. This is the first time that we've ever seen a format like this, and it's going to be broadcasted live on television. And it's going to be broadcasted uninterrupted, and it's going to be broadcasted in its entirety. And I, for one, feel like $30 is well worth it. And if you don't, I'm sorry, but I don't think you should even have the knowledge of knowing what's going on behind the scenes unless you're going to either, one, buy a ticket to be there in Las Vegas, or, number two, pay the $30. I don't think you should have any access to it whatsoever, because I think that you, by not supporting the PBR and what they're doing for that particular event. Now, you guys say that it comes down to the PBR looking to gain money off of this. Well, if they were looking to gain money, then they would be charging the same rate that it would be for the WWE or UCF fight, which is the average is $49 for a pay-per-view event. They're charging $30. I mean, come on, really. Let's get a grip on this. Let's realize that, you know, that there are several alternatives and that the PBR still has to pay for that airtime. So that $30 that you're paying for isn't going to the PBR. It's going back to the broadcasting networks. That's where it's going. So, you know, that I honestly, you know, it got me fired up this morning. It got me seriously fired up. I can't believe that people who claim to support the PBR the way they do voice opinions without having actual facts behind it. You know, and that's why I feel like if you're going to voice your opinion, because what you're doing is you're influencing somebody who might be sitting on that fence not knowing whether or not to purchase the event or not purchase the event. you feel like you're voicing your opinion to influence them. That's the reason why you're voicing your opinion on it. And you can't tell me otherwise. I've seen it happen for the last year that we've been watching the comment sections in there. On the PBR website, on Facebook, everybody is voicing their opinions because they want to influence somebody else. And what you're doing is you're taking those people and influencing them in a negative manner for this event without having the facts to support it. I think that if you're not going to support it, don't support it. But don't voice your opinion on it and make it known unless you have the facts behind it. That is exactly where I stand on it. So, you know, I apologize if you get offended by it, but that's the simple facts. We cannot base. You know what, Tim and Tammy, your opinions are that important. Your opinions are important because, number one, you look at what the PBR has done, you know, and you look at some of the things that we have not agreed with the, you know, broadcast on NBC. Nobody likes the broadcast on NBC, but we've voiced their opinions, and they've worked on correcting those issues. Same way with the LEC, the different circumstances that we've had. Same way with Justin McKee, you know. Your opinions do matter, and Tim and Tammy are great supporters of the PBR. I will never take that away from you guys. You guys are huge supporters for what the sport is, and you guys believe truly in what these athletes are doing. You guys are huge supporters of that. But my thing is this: you just cannot voice an opinion and have without having the facts behind it, because what your opinion does is influence somebody who might be sitting on the fence. And everybody knows that WebPBR is out there voicing their opinions on a regular basis. And I know that there are a lot of fans that are influenced by what you say. We are role models, same way with Making Eight, you know, and as role models, somebody who's within the industry more than the average person. And I would say going to 11 events out of the year is certainly above average. And like I said, I will not take that away from you. I think that more of the fans should do that. And I think that that's probably a reason why that they've had to do some things by cutting the airtime on NBC and stuff, because they can't afford it, because there's not enough Tim and Tammy Webster fans out there. There's not enough fans like you guys in order to do that. So I hope that, you know, you guys will take into consideration what we're saying. And understand that this pay-per-view event, you will see the PBR go to GAC or CMT or some other network, RFD-TV, where it costs less money to broadcast, but yet where it's still broadcasted for free for you, the fans. You will see them go to those type of channels. That's why CBR is on GAC. That's why, you know, PRCA has changed theirs and moved to, what is it, CMT or RFD-TV, whichever one the case may be, you know, the outdoor network, you know, you'll see them move to a smaller venue before you see them go to a pay-per-view section. I can guarantee that. So I think that for you guys to assume that the PBR is leading in the direction of pay-per-view is extremely wrong. So I honestly think that that's just my opinion on things. You guys can take that for what it is, and if it, you know, if it offends you, hey, I'm sorry, you know, but it is what it is, you know. And I'm not saying that all the fans are like that, but I'm saying that, you know, you can voice your opinion and say why you don't want to support it. I don't know. I have not heard any word as to whether or not it actually will be on the live event center. I don't think that it should be. I think that, you know, or I think what I would love to see is for them to put down a internet telecast like they did for the PBR finals. I honestly think that that would be the ideal thing to do. I, for one, would be able to have it purchased that way as I'm heading down the road. Going out, it looks like that I'm going to be out in Oklahoma during this time, so we have to regroup and kind of see what we're going. I'm going to have to make some phone calls to Oklahoma, or maybe I'll put in the $30 and go down to Texas and hang out with Tim and Tammy Webster, and we'll watch it together. How does that sound? You know, Absolutely. I think that they should invest in trying to fix it. I think that that is critical, but I would love to see it. I would love to see it broadcasted like the PBR finals was, where you had different camera angles and you could tune in and watch anything, and it was raw. That was fantastic, and I for one would love to see the Last Cowboy Standing format the same way. So, hey, I got to tell you, we have got some big things happening in the works today. We've got a special guest caller that will be joining us here momentarily. Obviously, you guys that have seen Twitter, you guys know who we're talking about. One of the best in the business, and you know what? You know, I think that she may have an opinion on this as well. We had a conversation earlier this morning, kind of along the same lines, and I think she may have an opinion on this as well. We've got questions, you know, that will be taken from you, the fans, about anything that you guys want to talk about. We'll try to get to everybody, but obviously we're talking about Sadie Berger of Chad Berger Bucking Bulls. You know, this girl has a pretty big insight as well as to what goes on with the sport and how things are going. And she was telling me that there was a conversation that they had on this very same subject. So we'll get her opinions on this as well. But like I said, you know, it just frustrates me to no end to see fans that might take away from other fans wanting to watch this because of what they voice out there. That's what gets me so frustrated without actually knowing, you know, and like I said, the opinions behind it, you know, were nothing more than just that, their opinions. And unfortunately, the facts weren't there enough, you know. And like I said, it frustrates me. It absolutely frustrates me. Got to tell you, phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. If you want to jump on here and give us a call as well, we would love to have you. Looks like we are just about ready, and I believe that we have our special guest of the day online here with us. Also want to let y'all know that we have some Cowboy Logic for you, so if you guys stay tuned to that here towards the end of our show. But we're going to bring in one that knows a thing or two about some bucking bulls and about the PBR industry and just how things are rolling. We're going to bring in Sadie Berger. Sadie, welcome to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Thanks for having me, Scott. Hello, everybody.
Well, yeah, thanks for joining us. You have brought a packed house in here. We have got fans that are just loaded up. They said it's standing room only in the chat room.
Oh, it's funny.
So how are things going with Miss Sadie and Chad Berger Bucking Bulls?
Everything's going really good. We've had a busy year, and we're really happy with the way things have been going, so everything's been pretty darn good.
Good. Well, I know that you've been – well, first off, we've been on the hot topic here this morning about the Last Cowboy Standing format and just where things are going with it and how things are laying out. Obviously, the PBR cannot allow a certain amount of time. I mean, this thing could go anywhere from 2 hours to 3.5 hours, you know, and, you know, it appears like, you know, they want to make this thing for the fans. They want to make it where it's less, you know, there's less commercial interruptions, and you're going to be able to see the entire event. But some of the fans are pretty upset in here about the cost of the pay-per-view to be able to watch this thing. And I just wanted to kind of get your opinion on it. What do you think about the Last Cowboy Standing format, and what do you think about them doing it as a pay-per-view?
You know, it's a really interesting concept because what happens is everyone gets a chance to get on, well, of course, their first bull. Well, you never know what's going to happen, and everyone could buck off their first bull right away, and then that's it. The competition's over. Or one guy could ride a bull, and then that's it. He's still the winner. So there's no way to say how long it's going to last. And then again, the thing with the pay-per-view, I know that $30 for some people isn't that cheap, and it's not that easy to scrap up maybe $30. But, you know, the PBR can't always have versus there because they're doing the NHL, of course, and all that stuff. So they're still trying to, you know, work with the fans and do something for them. And I really think that fans and everyone should be pretty excited because this is a big step for the PBR. The, you know, UFC and things like that, that's what's on pay-per-view. And those things are huge. It's really an actual big step for the PBR, and I think that it's showing that they've come a really long way. And if people can't pay the $30, well, there are so many PBR fans across this country, you could get a group of 10 people together, and look at there, it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, I think so too. And I mean, really, when you look at the overall cost of things, $30, if you have a group of friends that are in your area that want to watch that are interested about the PBR, you bring them in, you all sit down, you figure out $5-$10 a piece, and you order some pizza, you drink some brews, and you have a good time watching this format. I think that this is obviously being the first time that they've done anything like this, I think that this has the potential to be one of the biggest events for the sport of bull riding.
Yeah, another thing is I'm pretty excited about it because I think that I go to a college where it's, predominantly a rodeo school, so I'm not going to have any problem, getting people together to watch this bull riding. But I think people are a little worried that it's going to be a popular thing, that the PBR is going to use pay-per-view very often. And I just want to say that I don't think that's going to happen. I think that they needed to find airtime for the TV, and this is the only way they could do it. And I think that they still want people to be able to see it, but this is the best way they could do it.
Yeah, absolutely. They had to find a way to make a happy medium. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Exactly.
I agree that this is a business decision that they're making on the terms of this is going to benefit everybody. So I think it's got huge potential, and I, for one, am going to be fixed on this deal. I think that, when it comes down, you take the judging out of it. I think that if you make 8 seconds and you advance to the next round, that we're going to find out just where that true grit lies.
Yeah, I agree.
So, anyways, speaking of, this type of format and things like that, we had just a couple weeks ago, we had the Iron Cowboy down in Texas, and I know that was a really exciting deal there. I know that you also had some bulls there, and a lot of your bulls have done really well throughout the year and are, but there's some specific ones that we want to talk about.
Yeah.
I think that Little Yellow Jacket Jr. and some of these other bulls that you have just really started to make a name for themselves this year.
Yeah, especially at the Iron Cowboy. I mean, the bulls performed at the top of their game. We couldn't have asked for a better performance. It was such an exciting event, performing in the biggest stadium that there is. It was really awesome to see that. And some bulls that, like you just said, Yellow Jacket Jr., this is a bull that, he's a 6-7-year-old bull, and he's, up a little bit up there in age, but he just loves to buck. He doesn't, necessarily get into a set spin back, but he's powerful, and he's really got something special.
Well, now, and we'll go back to the Iron Cowboy there when we saw, Big Tex, unfortunately, he hipped himself coming out of the bucking chute there. Austin Meyer was able to get a re-ride on him. But the power that you saw in Big Tex by jerking a guy like Austin Meyer down over the front end like he did, and I mean just giving him a helicopter spin there, was, it just shows the raw power that bull has. And he is so impressive to watch.
Oh, gosh, he is, he hasn't set back into a spin for a while. He likes to jump out and launch forward, and, like with Austin, he kind of was just real close to the chute. But people just don't see how, and you can't feel it either because you're not on top of him, how much power he has. And I just really think that this last ride, there was Austin on Big Tex, and he hipped himself, which still showed his power, and then there was this in St. Louis with Sean Willingham, where,
yeah,
he did jump out, and he eventually got into a spin, and they scored him, two judges scored him a 22, and the other two scored him a 21.5, which maybe it is what he deserved as a score, but I don't know. The way that Sean, when he got off that bull, how excited he was, because he could feel that bull under him, he knew that he should be having a high score, and he was so excited, and then it was a little disappointing to see that it was just an 88.5.
Yeah, that's one thing that we've been talking about a lot here on our shows is, the fact that, the judging has not been very impressive this year within the PBR. I've seen a lot of these judges that have been throwing scores out there. You know, there's been three-point differences in some of the judges. You know, it's very inconsistent. And when I saw, you know, when I saw Sean Willingham make that ride up there in St. Louis, you know, I felt like he was at least a 90-point ride minimum. I think that the sheer power and the raw, you know, athleticism that Big Tech showed there, although he didn't stay as close to the bucking chute, he was still, I mean, just that raw bucking power that he has, that extension that he gets when he drops his nose and he kicks his legs, you know, it's so impressive to watch. And he's very hard to ride because of that. And, you know, Sean Willingham got it done. And you know, I was very disappointed. We talked about it on our show, you know, that I think that the judges were definitely off in their scores. I mean, only marking a bull like that, 21 and a half or 22 points, doesn't say enough. I mean, it doesn't show where Big Tech really is. And, you know, I think that we'll see him come back around. I mean, you know, I think that some bulls just have that consistency, but I think that you'll get that back in him. You know, I think he'll find his niche just like he did at the NFR.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't know if it's justifiable, the scores that they gave him, but it's just, it was so awesome to see Sean make a good ride. Like, you don't always see that with him on, and that bull, like, to make a good ride on Big Tech, it's pretty exciting for anyone, and especially Sean. He's been around for a long time, and it was really, I think it was kind of a big deal for him to make that ride, and it just seemed like everyone was so excited about it. And then with those judges, it's been very inconsistent this year. You'll see Judge 1 and Judge 2 have scores very similar, and then there'll be a Judge 3 that just, it's just totally like, what? I don't understand, right. But, you know, I don't know what to think.
You know, that's some of the issues that I think the PBR is going to have to take a strong look at here internally, you know, throughout the entire year, and hopefully they can make some adjustments to get things lined up right. I mean, just this past weekend, I saw the same thing. I was very impressed with Saturday's event. I think the judges were right on. They were very accurate, and everybody was really close together. But then Sunday, it was like, I don't know if one just overslept or went out partying too much the night before, but they were just way off on their scores. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. And another thing is, too, I don't like to hate on any judges or anything like that because I'm only 19 years old. There's no way I'm an expert or know everything about bulls or bull riding. I know the tiniest amount right now in life, but who's to say that they aren't right, you know? I mean, maybe we don't think that and it isn't our opinion, but really, the reason they hire those judges is because they know bull riding and they know bulls, but then, you know, we still question it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But, so anyways, I mean, if it's not the judges, you know, that we're going to take a look at, it'll be something else that we find to take a look at to nitpick about, you know. But, yeah, I agree with you. And I'm excited to see some of your other bulls out there make such a name for themselves. Like I said, Little Yellow Jacket Jr. has been Yellow Jacket Jr. has been a personal favorite of mine since I've seen him come in. And, a lot of it has to do with the name, but a lot of it has to do with just his potential. And I think he's really starting to come out this year, and I think we're going to see a lot more out of him. Now, you were saying earlier that he hasn't been ridden all season long, correct?
Yeah, he's been out 7 times this year, and he's unridden right now. I don't know, maybe if McKinnon was still riding or healthy right now, he might be ridden just because I could see him picking him again like he likes to, but right now he's unridden 7 times.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I don't see anything in the near future that's going to show. I mean, we may get a good matchup there, but I really am impressed with him. And I think that you have had several of your bulls that have really just come out and done really well this year, and we're pleased about that. So where are your bulls going to next?
The next Milford Tough is Albuquerque. I actually sat down and talked with our trucker the other day, and him and my dad have been making plans for the next few events, and right now it's Albuquerque for sure, then possibly Kansas City yet, that's not for sure, and then they will go to either the last Cowboy Standing or to the next Florida event, because since it's such a long haul, we'll have to pick one or the other.
Okay. So there's the possibility that your Bulls might be down here in the Sunshine State?
Yeah, there's a possibility. I don't know what the event is, if it's Tampa or what the next Florida event is, but
It would be the Tampa event. It would be the Tampa event, which is actually, I believe, the week before the last Cowboy standing. So I could understand why you definitely wouldn't haul them back, you know, to both of them. Well, hopefully you guys would. I would love to see your Bulls there at the last Cowboy standing. I think that this is an opportunity for these Cowboys, but they are going to have to bring their A game. You know, these Cowboys are going to have to come with their hammers cocked and ready to ride Bulls to find out who's going to be the top.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be definitely an interesting thing, and it'll be a challenge for them. It will really prove who's a Cowboy and who's a Bull Rider. It's definitely going to really set the people apart, who's true grit, you know, out there doing their thing. And then I think it's really going to set people apart when they see this event.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, how are things going with school?
Oh, college. It's different. It's hard right now. Last semester, I had a really good semester. I had good professors. I was having fun. I made the dean's list, had a great GPA. And this semester, I'm having fun in school, but it's a little tough for me.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that you will have those. Do you have intentions on being at the last Cowboy standing? Are you guys going to try to go out there?
You know, my whole a lot of my family is going, I think. I know my parents are going for sure, and some of their friends and stuff like that. I won't be able to make it. Right now, I really got to focus on school. I probably said this the last time I was on the show. I don't go to a lot of events during the season or during school year because I guess I've always just had to focus on school, and that's my number one priority. I try to make it, but it's not really easy.
Right, yeah. And I mean, we can definitely understand that. Hopefully we'll see you out there, though. I think you should talk to your dad. Now, when is your spring break? You guys are just getting started on your spring break, right?
Yeah, today is my last day of classes, and then I have a week off. Yep.
Oh, I know you'll be looking forward to that, huh?
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely looking forward to a little break and a little time off of school. Go spend some time with the Bulls at home and the animals at home. Pretty excited for that.
Right, right. Well, I'm actually waiting. I haven't seen a whole lot of questions coming into the chat room right now. I know a lot of our fans are sending you some howdies and how that they're glad that you're here with us today. But I haven't seen a whole lot of questions, so we got to remind the fans that if you guys have questions or something, post them right here in the chat room and we'll get to them.
Yeah.
I know that that's kind of why we want to bring you here, so that way these fans can kind of get to know a little bit about you or get some of your opinions on what's going on with your Bulls. And like I said, I mean, obviously we just can't say enough about the quality of Bulls that you guys are bringing out there this season. It's been a tough year. I mean, what's your opinion on some of these Cowboys dealing with the injuries that we've had? We've had a lot more injuries this year.
Yeah, it's been rough. It's terrible to see all these people getting beat up. But I think something that has really, this year, out of every year, just really been awesome is the support from the fans. When McKinnon got hurt, it was unbelievable to see the support that they gave him. And Mesa and his family, like, there's nowhere other industry that you can ever be in where people are so supportive and so great. And it's terrible to see those guys hurt. But when you have someone to bring you back up like that, it makes everything so much better.
Yeah. And it's not just the athletes, but have you seen the overwhelming support that Jeff Robinson has gotten with Super Duty being injured and not knowing whether he was going to come back? I mean, that's the passion that the fans, the PBR fans, have for the sport. And I, for one, am just really pleased to see that. Now, I actually do have a question that just came in from one of our true Making 8 fans here. PBR Cowgirl asked, are you looking to actually take over the business when your dad retires?
Well, I don't know when my dad will retire. He's a tough man, but I definitely want to stay involved forever. When my dad decides that it's not something he's going to travel to every event every weekend and stuff like that, I'd say the first person that would step up and do it would probably be my sister, since she is the right-hand man, the bull hand, the everything at our place. But I definitely would like to take over the family business with my sister and with my brother, too.
Right. So you think that there, I mean, one way or another, you're going to be a part of that, you know, the organization, Chad Berger Bucking Bulls, throughout.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to be a part of the bull industry no matter what. I want to finish, my plan right now is I want to get my degree and finish college. I'm going to, you know, buy maybe some cows and start breeding some bulls. And I want, you know, my own bulls, too, not just Chad Berger Bulls. I want Rockness Bulls, so... Yeah, that's definitely something I am planning on being a part of.
Right. So that's the name of the future of the bull industry would be Rockin' S, huh?
I'm thinking so. I like that one, and I want to set up a brand that'd be Rockin' S. So I think so. That's what I'm looking at.
Very cool. Very cool. We'll have to look for that brand out there when we see it. We'll know who it is for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Going to see if we can get some more questions in here from some of our fans. I know that they're really excited to see you out here and taking the time out. You know, obviously having this break has been a good thing for you. Do you have any big plans during the summer to go out and hit any of the bull rides or do anything with your dad?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Summertime is... It's bull riding time around my place, and I'll try to go to as many events as possible. Like, coming up in June, I'm not sure the exact weekend, but we have our, this year will be our 11th bull riding that we put on a PBR Challenger at the Bismarck Civic Center, so real close to home, just 7 miles from home. And so we'll have that, and then we take bulls to all over the place, and I try to go along as much as possible.
Right. Okay. We've actually got another question that come in. One of our fans is asking what you're majoring in and how do you relate it to the bull industry?
That's a good question, actually. I'm excited for that. My major right now is business administration with minors in marketing and management. I also, if I transfer schools after 2 years, I will get a minor or maybe double major in public relations, broadcasting, and journalism. What I'd like to do with my major is definitely work with, preferably the PBR, some kind of rodeo bull riding company. I'd like to be a marketing manager. First off, that's my first preference. And I've also, with the broadcasting major or minor, I've been thinking about seeing what I could do with the PBR or some other bull riding company and be, you know, like Leah Garcia's job. I'd love to do something like that, bring my knowledge of the sport into it, and just really see where I could go with that.
Yeah, well, I think that that's an excellent thing as well. I mean, you know, obviously, the rodeo industry is a business, and, you know, in order to make it successful, you got to have good, strong hands like yourself that have a knowledge of how to manage these things. And obviously, you know, PRCA has been struggling for some years to get the right people in those positions, and you know PBR is working on fine tuning theirs as well. I mean, it's something that happens here in the industry, you know, that we have to keep up with, and I think that that's great that you're looking to do that and bring that into the rodeo or into the bull riding industry. And I want to wish you luck with that. I know the last time you were on our show, we talked about that, especially the marketing side of things or the media side of things, you know, and doing some broadcasting and that type of thing. And like I said, you're more than welcome to jump on anytime you want to try to hone your skills a little bit and work with us. We'd love to have you on.
Awesome. That's great.
Here's a question that came in from actually one of our own here, Buckers Now. Says, what are you hearing about the international markets for the PBR? And is there an opportunity for somebody like yourself or Chad Berger Bucking Bulls to expand or participate in those type of events?
You know, as far as you're asking, like, bulls going to different countries, is that kind of what's the question?
Well, yeah, in a sense, but just what the, you know, from the international market within the PBR in general as well, what they're doing as far as, I mean, do you think that there's going to be like a European PBR, like a Eastern European or maybe an Asian PBR tour or anything like that?
No, I really don't think so. The target market, going back to marketing here in Europe and Asia, really isn't rodeo. I mean, maybe they, you know, they have horses and things like that in those countries, but I don't think that rodeo is really something that, you know, maybe since it'd be a one-time deal they could get people to come out for, but I don't think that that's the kind of market that the PBR is really after. Whereas in countries as Canada, Mexico, Brazil, rodeo and bull riding is something that can be marketed, and I just don't think that over in Europe and Asia, those kind of places, it would really go over
right.
well there.
Right. Okay, so back to the bull industry. Do you guys feel like you guys have an opportunity to have some bulls in Canada, or do you guys ever haul bulls to Canada, or do you have a ranch or something being developed or thought about in Australia or in Brazil?
You know, we have gone to Canada a couple times, and it's been a hassle because the border, and you have to have everything's got to be in line when you do stuff like that. And we've done it a few times, and it's been great. And also our bulls, actually, I can't remember what year, but my mom, my sister, and my brother went over to Hawaii, and the bulls flew over in a cargo plane. So that was a neat opportunity.
Wow.
As far as any place in Australia or Brazil, no, I don't think that. My dad's pretty happy with having it here and stuff like that, and it would be a great opportunity and be pretty interesting, but I don't, as far as having bulls there, I don't think that would happen.
Yeah. Do you feel like there's a big market in those other areas, like in Brazil, to raise bulls and to actually manage them down there at, you know, to have them bucked at events?
Well, the way, you know, they've had the World Cup there, and how, I can't even remember the size of the place in Brazil that they had it, but it was some unbelievable, like, amount of people could sit there, and it was full, where I see that as, that really obviously shows that bull riding is pretty big over in Brazil, and it probably would be pretty awesome to be able to raise bulls there, and definitely a different kind of bull and all that, and I think it's probably, you know, for a stock contractor to be over in Brazil, I don't think it could be too bad.
Yeah. Now, that was actually, there was another great point that was brought up, or a great question, is do you see that your genetics or the Chad Berger bucking bull genetics being exported out there, or do you feel like there's contractors that are buying up your breeds? Do you guys have any insight on that, or do you guys have any success with that?
As far as, you know, we do have semen for our bulls and things like that, and people do buy it. I don't know if we've ever sent any out of the country or anything like that, maybe to Canada, but besides that, I think that so far my dad's business has generally been buying bulls, not as much as breeding, but I do think that my grandpa's breeding and stuff like that is something that has been very successful, and a lot of people have purchased and been interested in it and stuff like that.
Sure. Well, actually, and it's kind of funny, we were talking about the European industry over there. We've actually have a fan base now. They're a group that's actually located on Facebook. They're called European Bull Riders, and it's a group of them together that are looking to increase the knowledge and the support for rodeos and bull riding over there in Eastern Europe. So, you know, France, Italy, from what he's saying is that they've actually got some really good events that are held over there. And, you know, their hopes are one day to be able to have a PBR name to it, some of those events over there. And hopefully that'll be the case.
Wow, that's pretty crazy to see that the sport, how much it has grown and how far it has come, that people in Europe, where I would never think bull riding would even be going on, want to create a a name for themselves, just like the other countries that are big in bull riding.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Well, Sadie, I have got to tell you that it has been an absolute pleasure to have you on our show here again with us today, and hopefully you have any big plans for spring break?
No, I was I planned to go down to Louisiana to visit some family friends and hang out with some and watch some bulls buck and stuff like that, but I ended up getting a job and I got scheduled to work, so I couldn't make it.
Oh, no, that's terrible. Well, listen, I hope that you enjoy your spring break and want to wish you the best of luck, like I said, throughout the year. And we look forward to checking back with you again during the season. Maybe right around your summer break we could check in with you again and just kind of update the fans on how your bulls are doing and, you know, where you guys are planning on being during the summer. As the PBR will be taking their break, you know, for a couple months, I know that, you know, you guys will still be getting out there and putting on some events, and we certainly want to promote them.
Yeah, I definitely will get a schedule for the summer and keep in contact so we can let the fans and let everyone know where we're going to be and, you know, get them out there to come watch.
Yeah, most definitely. And if you guys want to follow along with Sadie, what your Twitter page is just Sadie Berger, correct?
Yeah, at Sadie Berger. I don't know if my Facebook has a URL, but my Facebook name is Sadie R. Berger, and I do have a blog. There's a link to it on my Facebook, but I believe it's www.blogspot.com/Sadie Berger. So those are a few ways you can keep up with me. And if you add me on Facebook, it makes it a lot easier for me to know who's adding me if they send me a little note like, followed you on Twitter, fan of PBR. I really like that because then I know who's adding me, and then I can keep, you know, keep contact with them and let them know what's going on with our bulls and stuff like that.
Sure. Sure, absolutely. Well, Sadie, like I said, once again, thanks for being on here with us. And, well, shoot, if you guys do end up coming down here to Tampa instead of going out there to Vegas, we'll have to certainly try to meet up. I know that we have plans on being down there, so be good times.
Awesome. All right, well, thank you for having me, and thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
All right, Sadie, take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right there, fans. Of course, that was Miss Sadie Berger. And, you know, I think she's got a lot of good insight there as well. You know, we've got about 12 minutes left. I'm going to end up taking one short break here. We're going to do a quick commercial. When we come up, we'll kind of wrap up the show, let you know where Macon 8 is going to be and what our plans are. So you guys don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Macon 8. right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Macon8.com. That's right. And got to let y'all know, we actually have another caller on the line, so let's see if we can't jump down here and bring him on. 940, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Hello. Hello. 940. Well, apparently they're still on hold or listening to the commercial breaks. So we'll have to see if we can't get back to them here. Anyways, going back to it. Now, I've been getting hit with a lot of comments here personally on my Facebook and on Twitter and whatnot about my views and my opinions. Obviously, it's under the impression that Tim and Tammy Webster, PBR, Web PBR, feel offended by the accusations that I made. But what I'm telling you is this. You voice your opinions, and that is fine. Give me facts that you're basing your opinions on, that you think that they're going to do this more and more frequently for other events. I mean, seriously, tell me where the facts are in that. I mean, you know, they listen to you, the fans, make the complaints, and do it in a professional manner and send those out there. If you feel like I've lashed out personally to you, then my thing is to you, don't dish out what you can't take. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. So take that to the bank. I'm frustrated about it because, people come out here and they voice their opinions, but when somebody comes out there with a little bit more education behind it and a little bit more meaning behind it, like I said, I don't get paid by the PBR to endorse their things, you know. I don't get paid from them. And actually, I will tell you this, that I have been offered to be exclusive to the PBR and refuse to do that because my opinions – are some that need to be brought out for you, the fans. It's time to get the reality behind this. You know, we have absolutely got to understand what it is that the PBR is doing. If they are feeding in all these complaints from day one with the PBR being broadcasted on NBC and the limited access that we as fans got to see because of that, and we are tired of the commercials and the loss of Justin McKee, and you know, everybody's crying, bring back Justin, and bring back, we saw him on the comments today, you know, same thing with Leah Garcia. You know, hey, listen, let's get a grip about this. Let's face the reality that if you're going to complain about something or see somebody else complaining about it, you can't be one to voice your opinion without facts. You know, I mean, seriously, let's face the reality behind it. I'm all for you voicing your opinion. I think that that's a great thing. Just understand that somebody like myself, who's been in the industry, who's understanding of the industry, not only the rodeo side of things or the bull riding side of things, but the athlete side of things, because I was a bull rider. You know, I still ride bulls. I'm around it week in and week out. But I'm also telling you that I have the media industry as well. I understand what it takes to manage the business and to get things on air. So my thing to you is this. If you're going to voice those opinions, go get facts, you know. So don't accuse me of lashing out at you because you're the one that is standing up by yourself to make those opinions. You need to get an understanding that you may be the only one voicing that opinion, but I'm not going to let you influence somebody else that may be on the line of whether or not they're going to support the PBR and buy and purchase that $30 pay-per-view event based on your facts, when your facts have no document or your opinions have no facts behind them. So, I apologize to you if you feel like I was just lashing out and making personal threats at you. This is a matter of business. You chose to be in the business by voicing your opinion. If you didn't, then you shouldn't have said anything. If you didn't want to be a part of the business, then don't voice your opinions. But you chose to voice your opinions. I'm choosing to voice mine, and it is directed towards you because you have no facts based behind it. And, you know, the accusations were made in the chat room during the broadcast of you guys never saying it. Don't back up over your words because I posted the comment that Tammy had posted out there, and I never said that it was directed towards you, Tim, specifically, or towards you, Tim, or to you, Tammy. This was directed towards the two of you, who both voiced your opinions. And I said, whether it was Tammy or Tim that voiced your opinions in there, the comment was made, and I went back and gave you the direct quote that was pulled out of there, that that is your opinion, your feeling behind it, and it's not factual. Show me facts behind that opinion, and I'll agree with you. And then we can take a better look at it. But you can't take away from the other PBR fans that are sitting on the fence. I feel, for one, that based on the facts, if we don't do this, then what's going to happen is the PBR is no longer going to broadcast it. They're going to do it and say, hey, if you don't go to Las Vegas, Nevada, and buy a ticket to be there, then you don't get to see it. And to me, I think that's disappointing. I would rather pay the $30, watch it with my friends, have a good time, watch it commercial, limited commercials, and watch the entirety and pay the $30 for it than not have to see it at all. So I'm not going to say it's not a possibility that they won't. I'm telling you that it will not happen for their regular events that they're doing week in and week out. For the Iron Cowboy, for the last Cowboy Standing, absolutely. I feel that they are very strong possibilities to do that. However, I also feel that there's a reason behind it, and that is to say that they want to bring it to you, the fans, in its entirety and limited commercial interruption. Take it for what it is. I mean, take, you know, if you want to watch it, watch it. If you don't purchase it. You have that option. So we are actually fresh out of time, so I apologize for not getting to you guys. Like I said, I'm telling you right now that you'll see them go, if it's a pay-per-view issue, you know what, though? You said that you're going to see it done more and more frequently. I think that if they're going to do events like they're doing with Last Cowboy Standing, bring on the $30 pay-per-view, because I want to watch it limited commercials, and I want to watch it in its entirety, and I'll pay for it. I'll gladly pay for it to support those athletes and to watch some great bull riding right there. I'll do whatever it takes. So that's the bottom line. That's going to wrap up our show here for the Friday Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, fans. Got to thank Sadie Berger for jumping on board here with us. And, hey, got to let you all know that we've got more coming at you Sunday night back on the ranch. We'll talk about the PBR as they'll be in Glendale this weekend. And, hey, let's get a grip this weekend. Let's have some fun. Let's talk some bull riding and some rodeo. Don't forget, Rodeo Houston on BuckersNow.com. Y'all can find it right there this evening, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Until then, get a grip with Making Eight.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making Eight is a winner.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Yeah.